This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman.
Mickey broke the record at Camp Benny's on oysters, about however many you can eat.
Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 40 years, and along with winning numerous national and local tournaments, Captain Mickey was recently inducted into the Saltwater Legends Hall of Fame.
The reason I broke the record is I don't think I had enough money in my pocket to pay for all of them. Because if you break the record, everybody with you eats free.
Now here's your host, Captain Mickey.
Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Saturday morning. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman producing the Outdoor Show. This morning is Jace. Our sponsors today, Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated, the Belleville Meat Market, Angler U, and Boyd's One Stop. All right, looking at weather. Galveston right now is 39 down on the island. A little warm-up coming, hopefully, but rain will come with it. Today looks like rain likely. Windy in the afternoon with a high of 48 degrees, north-northeast winds 20 to 30, that rain chance 90%. Rainfall totals shouldn't be more than a quarter of an inch in most areas. Tonight, rain, thunderstorms possible mainly overnight. Potential for heavy rainfall, low of 47. Chance of rain is 100%. And then for tomorrow, cloudy with an occasional rain shower mainly in the morning. Potential for heavy rainfall again, high around 55. North winds 15 to 25, 100% chance of rainfall. They call them for heavy, but they're only saying totals a quarter inch, so that's not heavy from the neck of the woods I come from anyway. All right, looking at tides for today, these are Galveston Channel tide predictions. We have two of them. We have a low coming up this morning at 5:26 a.m. It's a negative 0.4. Then a high at 3:42 p.m., a 1.1. 6:51 a.m. at sunrise, 6:14 p.m. sunset. Our moon phase is 40%. And looking around, it's northeast at 18 at the North Jetty, northeast at 20 offshore at the close buoy, 22-mile buoy, northeast at 19 at the pass, and over at the old rollover side, it's about 20. And then Eagle Point, 15, Morgan's Point, 17. So pretty much north winds anywhere from 15 to 22 this morning across the board. Water temps are still hanging in there around the mid-40s to low 50s for most areas. Some areas will be cooler, the shallow spots, but nothing to write home about. Waiting on a warming trend. All right, well, let's get over east of town and check in with our good friend, Captain Bill Watkins, over at Sabine Lake and see what he's up to this morning. Good morning, Bill. How's it going?
Good morning, buddy.
I'm sorry we missed you the other morning. We had some traffic issues for Jace, and
yeah,
got hung up, and he got here right after your time slot, so we continued on.
I waited 30 minutes, and I went back to sleep.
Can't blame you.
Yeah, what else can you do?
That's it, man. But
when is it going to warm up? Sunday or Tuesday, Monday?
Next week, temperatures will start rising. We'll get we'll try to get back to normal around here, man, whatever that is these days.
How cold is it supposed to get tonight?
I don't know. Let's see here. For the Houston area, you know, on the high ground tonight, looks like 37.
Oh, that's good. It's not going to freeze.
Then tomorrow, 54 with a low of 44. And then Monday, 71 for a high, 42 for a low. And then pretty much 75 to 78 Tuesday and Wednesday. Then another front on Thursday, north at 20, but a high of 67. And then in the 70s the rest of the week through into next week, so with southerly winds.
Well, okay. I'll take it.
Yes, maybe we're kind of out of the woods for a while. Well, we thought that with that last big warming trend, and then here comes winter again. A little groundhog spot on.
He sure was, wasn't he?
He didn't miss it this year.
Can you even believe it?
But it's been a ride this winter.
Old Punxsutawney.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've had two bad cold spells.
Yeah, two Arctic blast.
Man. Well, this too shall pass, and we'll be okay. If the snow and the 90s didn't kill them, then we'll be okay.
Yeah.
Trust me on that.
Yeah, this was cold. Nothing like that last one.
No.
It's hanging on. It's staying cold for a while this time.
It's just normal winter here.
Yeah. A lot of wind, though, you know.
Lots of wind. Golly, the wind chill factor. I took my grandson skating last night in Beaumont, and that building was so cold, and I had on a pretty heavy jacket, and I froze to death in there. I thought about going outside and sitting on the bench outside. Maybe I could warm up a little bit. I mean, it was like they had the air conditioner on and pulled down to 40.
Right. Is it an ice skating rink?
Yeah, no.
Just a regular roller rink?
Roller rink.
Man, I guess I didn't want anybody to bring a sweat.
They didn't have to keep that thing. No, they didn't spend any money on heat at all. this old man like froze to death. But anyway, I survived it. Got home, run the heater full blast in the truck coming home. Got up here and threw another log on my wood heater and got going. Got warmed up finally. Then had the electric blanket turned up on 8. When you just get bone cold, you just get bone cold. I mean, it's hard to warm up. That's just the way it is. And if you get out there and fishing and you really get cold, you're just not going to be effective at all. Last Sunday when I was fishing, that morning the sun come out early. I mean, you know, it was pretty bright, but my fingers were so cold I couldn't tie my line. It was 38 that morning. And, I mean, even on the coast where I was at, and, man, I'm telling you, I got cold. I had on most of my clothes that I own, and I still got cold.
Had the whole closet on.
Not,
the Michelin
man. But not bone cold, but, I mean, not where I was down to shivering or anything, but my fingers wouldn't operate.
I know, man.
You know,
man,
I even had gloves on, and I couldn't tie a line with gloves, of course.
No, you can't. I think sometimes gloves make your hands colder.
You know, I do too. But I mean, I just could not. I had to get somebody else to tie my lines. It took me one time there was a 10-year-old in the boat, and that boy broke off. He threw his bait up in the cane down the bow, and he got that broke off, and it took me 10 minutes to tie that lure back on. I mean, just a jig head, simple knot, it just wouldn't function.
Right.
I thought, but if they wanted to go, I mean, I pulled up on the ramp and the wind was blowing east, northeast at about, 15 to 20.
That's
I said,
cold,
well,
man.
Y'all can go home if you want to. And I said, no, heck no, you'll find them. You're good.
Yeah.
I went, what? Well,
that's
we
bad
did.
Days for you guys. I've had enough. I'm going in.
Yeah, we went right on out there. But I did change the launch side over to Johnson Bayou.
Yeah.
When you got an east-northeast wind, that's the side to go to.
Yeah, you got to.
And it'll be a little bit calmer over there because you're on the lee side of the lake. But we found the lake to be, you know, pretty much coffee with cream in it after that northwest blow the day before. So it just, you know, it went from bad to worse. I pulled into the mouth of one of the big bows down there, and I found some fairly clear water. I said, okay, this is good. And I could see my bait down about 4 or 5 inches. Threw that first bait out there. Man, here come a trout. Thumped the heck out of it. Pretty nice trout, about 15 inches. Threw him over the side of the boat. Then the kid hung one and got it in. Another guy hooked one, lost it. I mean, crawling that bait on the bottom, just like fishing a plastic worm.
Grandpa
and,
mode.
Yeah, the grandpa mode. And we caught three and jumped one off right there. And then the tide stopped. It was going out, and it was out way out anyway. And it stopped. Bad timing. Well, that wrecked that bite. So then I had to go over to a different bow that was kind of south-facing and go up that bow till I found some halfway clear water. And then we stayed right there and fished. And we wound up with 8 really nice trout and 10 redfish. Now, the kicker, though, is we couldn't keep any of the redfish. They were all 17 inches or over 30.
Yeah.
But they had fun with that.
Nothing wrong with that. Yeah.
No. No, heck no. You know, sometimes you can find those redfish after a big front like that. They'll bunch up in the
dead end.
Yeah,
they don't get affected by it as bad, you know.
Yeah, they'll bunch up in the dead end canals and stuff like that. And then we found an area in there that was pretty wide. Big dead end canal, had about 5 foot of water in it. And there was trout and redfish in there. So it was, that was turned into a nice day. And we were out of the wind. And, you know, every once in a while you blind haul to find an acre. So we had.
All you can do is go fishing and fish it out. You know, it's either on or not. You'll find
well, those guys.
There's any kind of guy, you'll stumble on it, you know.
Yeah, those guys can fish.
Right.
If I put them anywhere near a fish, they can fish.
Well, that helps a lot.
Even the kid, you know.
Right.
He only threw his lure up in the cane one time, and I can't say that for the dad and the son. they threw theirs in the cane several times.
Oh, boy.
That's all right. Shoot. They know how to tie lines and all
that. Fishing out of the boat, and there's a crab trap anywhere within 100 yards of me, one of my guys is going to throw in it. They're going to get
it. Oh, you know it. You know it.
Every time. That's
every time.
That's, well, I won't even go there. All right, let me knock this break out before I say something I shouldn't.
Okay.
Right back at you, man. All right. Well, folks, if you need pipe, valves, fittings, instrumentation, fasteners, or gaskets, you need them fast, look no further than Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. They're your one-stop shop for all of your petrochemical supply needs. They have a full fleet of delivery trucks and same-day delivery. There's no need to wait weeks for other distributors. Let Allied deliver today. And looking for that hard-to-find item and can't wait on long deliveries? Their sales team has 100 years of combined experience, and they're here to support you from start to finish, whether it's a 24/7 maintenance project or ground-up construction. Allied's got you covered. Remember, the first three letters of Allied are all, and that's exactly what they do. Call Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. Let them handle it all for you at 281-332-6224 or sales at alliedinc.com. Spell out Inc. That's 281-332-6224.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It is 4:17 here in the Bayou City. All right, Bill, we're back, buddy.
Well, I'll go ahead and say what you didn't want to say about crab traps. It doesn't matter. If you take a man fishing, or men, and you tell them the current is running from left to right, and if you see that crab pot over there, don't throw up current of it, or you're going to get hung on the rope or the basket or the bob.
There you go.
And they do it every time.
Well, maybe they don't matter left from right.
Well, if you have women in the boat, they will listen to you about that stuff.
Every time.
Every time. So I'm going to throw a shout out to the ladies. y'all know what you're doing, and you listen. You listen to the guide, and you don't have any problem with that. There's no pride factor or anything. I love it when I have ladies in the boat. You've already practically taught them how to cast from the get-go, and they just listen, and they do what they tell you.
Right.
What you tell them to do, they do it. And it's perfect. It's like, wow, I can't believe these. You know? But a man, I don't know. He ain't going to pay you no attention. None at all. So there, I've said it.
I got a text from a listener. You know, rumors going around saying he was saying that he heard that they were going to open up rollover pass again. Yeah, we wish. The only thing going on is they're finally going to build that fishing pier they promised. Now, rollover was closed September the 30th of 2019 by the Texas General Land Office.
Yep.
That cooked the books, doctored everything. I mean, you know, we could talk for hours on this subject. But
yes, they did.
But they closed the pass due to erosion and environmental damage. And the pass was a popular fishing and tourism spot for, what, over 60 years? And then the GLO claimed that the pass cost over $700,000 annually to dredge sand buildup. So now they're going to build a $31.6 million fishing pier. Now, they could have dredged... They could have dredged for another 40 years and not ate up at $31.6 million.
Now, that is government waste, fraud, and abuse.
You think? I mean...
Why didn't they do it like the Packery Channel? Put big rocks on it.
And that would have been cheaper?
It would have been cheaper. That's not that far. What is it, 100, 200 yards across there?
At the most. I mean, I don't know, buddy. It just, it's out of our pay grades. I guess the dumber you are, the more money you make, the higher positions you have. What do we know?
Well,
I know that it's taking its toll on East Galveston Bay like we said it would from the very start. And they want to talk about environmental damage. Well, they did it when they closed that pass, in my books.
They did.
I mean, there's no work. You know, that pass, as far as tidal movement for the entire, you know, system of East Bay, didn't produce that much current. But it sure got rid of a lot of waste and fresh water. And, you know, anytime you close off any kind of exchange from the Gulf of Mexico, all you're doing is harming things. We're spending millions up here to close them up, and they're spending millions down south to open them up.
Isn't that something?
And wonder why their fishery's better than ours.
Duh. You know,
they're catching bigger fish, and their fish are coming back from freezes and all other disasters way faster than ours. That's my big gripe.
And it is sure enough a big gripe. There's no reason for what they did. No justification at all. And it didn't stop the erosion down the beachfront. Right?
It's never going to stop that.
No. If you wanted to stop the erosion, you could have put rock groins like they did at Holly Beach.
Yeah, all the way down that Louisiana beachfront from Sabine Pass all the way to Calcasieu. Look what that did. That saved that highway down there.
Saved that highway. Absolutely. When it goes toward the beach, they put those rock groins down there. I don't know.
Bust up the wave action and eliminate the erosion. A lot of times, if it does erode, it'll meet the groins and then backfill to the beach.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly what happened. And
that isn't rocket science right there at all.
No, that's not rocket science. And if you had. If you'd have put rock groins 100 yards out on both sides of the cut, it would have stopped that. It would have built back in to the west side and built beach. So how in the world they figured they were going to do that, You know, that's just, well, a lot of times when your elected officials are people that can't do anything else, so they run for office.
And, well, here's a little basic history of rollover pass. The pass opened in 1955. I was 2 years old when it opened. I grew up fishing there. It opened as a dredging project to improve water quality and salinity. How about that?
Oh, come on.
You know? And then then in 2009, Texas legislator authorized the closure of the pass. The project was delayed due to opposition. Remember, we were all fighting that like crazy.
It was yeah.
So then 10 years later, it was closed. I think September 30th, 2019. And they opened it to improve water quality, but they closed it because they got tired of dredging the intercoastal behind it. Well, the intercoastal, the dredging never stops on any of these waterways.
Never
nowhere
stops.
On
never
the planet.
Stops.
Erosion is erosion, man. It's been happening for millions of years.
And if you cut a channel in a saltwater estuary, it's going to erode.
Yeah, and it's going to fill in with silt, and it's going to have to be redredged time in and time out. Look at the Houston Ship Channel. It's been being, you know, I'm 71 years old, and they've been dredging that thing for the entire time I've been on this planet, I can tell you that. It's never going to stop.
Well, I'm 76, and they've been dredging this one over here at the same bunch.
Yeah.
At the same time. They send one over here, and then they send one over there. And
it's
it never ends. No, it's not a lake.
And, anytime you have the currents that we have and the tides, you know, and the wind, you're going to have erosion and silting filling
that's
in.
That's true. It's just part of
boy,
it.
Boy, it hit a raw nerve when that guy texted me that. Maybe we need Doge to come down here and investigate everything. Look at all the money we waste on
we
just
definitely
BS.
Need that. Oh no, man. Yeah, Pete, put Elon on it.
Yeah, throw him in there.
I guarantee you, he has to make money in every business he's got, and he plays it by dollars and cents.
Yeah, well, that's bottom line. That's follow the money on anything you do. Anything that happens, always follow the money. It'll lead you to the truth.
Amen,
and the truth
brother.
Hurts sometimes.
Preach it.
But I'll never forget, you know, I know that, you know, Jim Blackman was the attorney on that, and well, we broke the news right here on the show. He came into the studio, and we spent 3 hours on it when we found out that the, you know, Texas General Land Office had cooked the books because they had already had their survey done with all the bios and estuaries, everything as normal, flowing into the bays and out of the bays and all of that. And they did the survey properly, and it showed what a detrimental impact it would have, especially to East Galveston Bay. And then the Texas General Land Office, they decided to hire their own people, the ones they could get to do this environmental surveys, and they blocked off all the flows into the bay, all the freshwater inlets, everything, even from the, you know, y'all got that Needmore spillway over there between, you know, Rollover and Sabine, that mm-hmm. tons of fresh water comes down that thing into the intercoastal. And they blocked all those off, you know, Oyster Bayou, everything, and said, no, it won't hurt a thing. Well, anybody that fishes East Bay and has forever, you know, guys like Jimmy West, myself, Plog, I mean, all of us, Blaine, tell me you hadn't noticed a difference in that bay system since they closed that pass. Anybody
yes.
that said it hadn't made a difference is just blatantly lying about it.
Or stupid.
Or just, yeah, don't know anything.
You can't fix stupid. No, there's no way that was going to ever work out to the health of the bay. No way.
Ask Cliff Webb what the Packery Channel did for his complex down there.
Oh, I bet it's wonderful.
It's phenomenal.
Yeah. Yes. I drove up and looked at that thing, and I went, wow. Now, here's how the big boys do it. They got 40-foot sport fishermen going down the middle of that thing.
Well, that was probably the main reason for it, not for environmental reasons. It was for,
yes, you know, it was for
the big boys out in the Gulf. But still, I mean, anytime you can open Gulf water into your estuary, it's supreme.
But they cut the channel and lined it with big old jetty rocks.
That's it.
And guess what?
Why do you think the Galveston jetties are still there?
That's right.
And the Sabine jetties, all these. That's Port Aransas.
Yeah, if you know.
Texas City Dyke, look how long that thing's been there, and it's sitting on top of granite rocks.
Yep. And, I mean, the rest is, as they say, history. Our jetties are sinking a little bit, but they just come in and add some chunk rocks every once in a while. Put a pile here and a pile there. And they don't even rebuild the whole jetty. They just put stretches of it, you know.
Yeah.
And that makes good fishing holes.
That listener that sent me that text, he says, damn, Captain, sorry to hit a nerve, but somebody's got to say something. He's exactly right.
Yeah.
I'm not scared.
No,
hey, the truth hurts. It is what it is, man.
Yeah, we the unknowing led by the...
I mean, how many giant schools of all species of fish use that pass, including bait fish? That's why the surf was so good around there, because it was a outlet from the bay and an inlet to the bay.
That's right.
It was a super highway of fish. It was a fish pass. That's what it was originally called, the Fish Pass of Rollover.
That's exactly right.
Ain't no telling how many state record trout swam through that pass, and nobody was lucky enough to land one.
Well, I caught my personal best standing at the mouth of that thing.
You know, and I had a guy reply a while ago, well, you still have the pass at, you know, the jetties and San Luis Pass. I said, yeah, but we're a 600-mile, square-mile bay system. We needed that third one, especially for the stale east side of the channel. I mean, yeah, sure, the other two are fine. They support the west side of the channel in West Bay and in lower Galveston Bay, but they don't help the east side, Trinity Bay and East Bay.
Well, if you want to have an explosion of a bass fishery that's in, you know, going to be in the target of a hurricane that comes in and wipes out, you could go ahead and do that, but you're not going to be able to sustain it. You know, freshwater fish that close to the coast, they're going to get killed every once in a while.
Yeah, with saltwater intrusion is what it's called.
The turbidity of that water down there because of rice fields and drainage and water usage and on and on and on, that water's turbid most of the time. So you need, and it's fresh.
Yeah.
So what you need is a pass right down there at the end of it that takes care of all of that.
You're exactly right. Well,
so,
goodness.
Again, I'll say they should have left the bridge, which they did, because they're going to finally need it again.
Yeah, you let a cat 4 or 5 roll through there, and they'll need it again.
It'll blow that thing right out of there, and there we'll be back. Back where we were.
Well, it's been a national low, you know, just a natural low spot on that area of the coast for hundreds of years. I mean, that's why they called it Rollover Pass, because they rolled rum barrels across there to keep from paying tolls in Galveston.
That's right.
Bootleggers. Oh, well. Yeah. All right, man, I got to run, Bill. If somebody wants to call you about fishing with you when this weather breaks, man, give them a number.
And it shall break. 409-673-9211. And there you have it.
There you have it. All right, my friend. See you, Bill. All right. Well, folks, if you're looking for the ultimate outdoor adventure, well, welcome to Rusty Hook Ranch, a premier hunting and fishing destination right in Matagorda, Texas. Whether you're after waterfowl, quail, thermal hog, or even alligator hunts, Rusty Hook Ranch has it all. And don't forget about their top-tier Matagorda Bay fishing charter. So bring your friends, your clients, let the boys at Rusty Hook Ranch take care of everything for you, from five-star lodging, skeet shooting and sporting clays, to a fully stocked bass pond. And your weekend here will be one you won't soon forget. And if you need a place for team building, family reunions, weddings, or other events, Rusty Hook Ranch can sleep large groups of up to 40 and host events for up to 300 people. So why wait? Experience the best of Texas at Rusty Hook Ranch. Book your adventure today at RustyHookRanch.com. That's RustyHookRanch.com. And please tell them Captain Mickey sent you. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right, it's 4:38 here in the Bayou City. Let's run up to Conroe and check in with our good friend Richard Tosh, the fish dude. All right, dude, what's up?
Not a lot, Mickey. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, nothing. You get ready to go out there and hang out with Hank Parker and the boys today?
You know it. You know it. You know, I went down there yesterday and kind of set up my little display and all that good stuff, and man, they have got a bunch of good stuff they're going to be raffling off, so that's going to be fun. So, and it started raining up here about 30 minutes ago, so that's a good thing too.
Oh yeah, it'll make it good and slimy. It'd be a good day to be indoors and listen to some good bass fishing tips and
feasting
with all the folks. Hey man, make a day of it.
Ain't no doubt. Yeah, they're supposed to kick everything off around 3, and then Hank and that other fella, Chris McDaniel from Confederate Railroad, they're all going to start speaking around 5 or 5:30, somewhere along in there. So it's going to be fun, you know, get down there and just kind of, especially with Hank, you know, like I say, he's been my idol all these years. So, and just a good guy.
He's a good one to look up to. Guy's been around over 50 years. He's definitely an ambassador to the fishing of bass. That's no doubt.
There's no doubt about that. That's for sure. But
great guy.
It's all good. Yeah, and they're raffling off. I mean, they got several rifles they're raffling off, several hunts they're raffling off.
Cool.
I mean, it's all kinds of all kinds of neat stuff happening down there. So, and they got one monster barbecue pit going too.
Oh, I figured they'd be serving fried bass today.
I hear you.
Let's have a bass fry, man.
There you go. There ain't no doubt. But, I mean, they have got a pit down there. There ain't no doubt. Looked at it yesterday, too. So, I mean, it's going to be a fun deal. So, I'm just ready to get down there. Hopefully it doesn't rain too bad on the way down, just enough to kind of keep everything wet. That's the main thing. But I tell you what, I'm still ready to get out on the water. These dang bass, they're calling my name.
Next week's a week, man. They'll be crawling up on the banks next week with that warming trend.
You're not kidding, and I'm ready for it too. So
crappie too.
Yeah, I know them rascals. Matter of fact, speaking of that, I just emailed Parks and Wildlife again yesterday, trying to get them to put a closed season on them crappie till April. So because it's you know, it's one of them things. They were asking how we release those crappie that we put in the lake on Conroe. You know, through people donating their pocket change and stuff throughout the year. We always, every year we donate, we buy a bunch of that.
Y'all do that fruit jar deal where everybody donates and then y'all buy them and release them into the lake.
That's right. And now they've gone up to, I think they're $1.25 a piece now, but they, you know, they were kind of asking the size of them and stuff like that. And the ones we dump in are typically between 3 and 5 inches long.
Oh, those and, the survival rate ought to be good on those.
That's it. And we always do it every December too. So everything's kind of, you know, everything's metabolism slowed down quite a bit. So the bass that are around don't eat them all up. And then we try to also put them in the creeks where they're not going to be too readily available to the hybrids, because those hybrids they'll eat them up real quick. So it's as long as you keep them back in those little coves, they don't hardly get ate up by them and everything. But you know, we've been doing that a long time now. When we first started out, you know, we put I think 3 to 4,000 out, Now we're up to where we're getting six, you know, five to anywhere from 5,000 to 7,000 out every year. So that's a good thing. You know, it's just, it's just not enough effort to keep them going. Yeah. That's the thing, you know, so, but it's something, you know, it's better than absolutely nothing, you know, cause it's one of those things. So if I can convince them to close that.
Well, do they have a reason, for them not stocking?
Cost. It's too expensive for them. Yep.
If you look at the price of licenses and everything, I guess they're too busy spending that money on parks.
Well, believe it or not, you know, you take a look at the largemouth bass. They, you know, the Sharalunker program. They spawn those out and do that. They stock all these hybrids in all the lakes, so they're raising those. And the cost of, I don't know the whole process, but I do know the cost of raising crappie is a little bit more expensive than the others. So that's, you know, that's what I've always been told, is the cost of them are just, it's too great. So they don't ever stock crappie.
As big time as crappie fishing has become, the popularity of it, I think, probably numbers wise, the people that do it are right up there on a scale. Well, they won't be as many as bass fishermen, but it's significant. I mean,
oh, it is.
Why don't they, you know, the crappie fishermen of Texas organize some kind of, get some organization together to better their resource, you know?
That's the thing, you know, and it takes that effort. But a lot of those guys, they don't think about that. They think the crappie are so prevalent in all the lakes.
Well, they do reproduce a lot more than bass do as far as, you know, numbers. But
yes.
Still, I mean, look at the pressure now.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that's the thing.
And the brush piles and all that, they get hit. Man, they get hit
hard.
You're
right. They do get hit hard. And, that, you know, the thing is like I've said before and I'll continue to say, people think Lake Conroe is a big lake. It's a 20,000-acre pond is what it is.
Yeah.
And you've got the population of Houston right there, you know, within 40 miles. So you've got several millions of people that can have the opportunity to come up and fish for them, and they'll fish for them during the spawn. So with that said, they, just like COVID, you know, during COVID, everybody was up there every day, and it was prime spawning season. You know, so they pulled all those female fish out of the lake, and by doing that, none of the future fish got an opportunity.
Yeah, every lake in Texas got smoked. I mean, you couldn't even buy
right.
a bag of minnows in the state of Texas anywhere. They depleted the minnow population
right.
and the supply. That
that's exactly right. I mean, that tells you right there that,
you know, that
there was
COVID
a
thing,
lot
that
of
was
people.
Such a, you know, I mean, it's bad that so many people died, but still, it was just a, man, what
right.
a waste of every resource.
I know.
I mean,
I
people
know.
Losing their jobs and kids couldn't go to school, but everybody was having fun fishing and doing whatever they wanted to.
Just everybody in the restaurant industry suffered a great deal.
I mean, it killed everything.
Yes, and I mean,
from fish to businesses.
that's exactly right. You know, but see, you know, like I tell people all the time, Conroe's 20,000 acres. You got Sam Rayburn. That's 167,000, if I may be mistaken on that. And Toledo Bend, that's like 198.
Right.
So those are big lakes. Conroe is not it by comparison. I mean, that's
no.
it's just a
it's a duck
just a drop
compared
water.
To those.
That is, and that's, you know, doing, you know, when you start thinking about it in those terms, even though I know Rayburn got hammered pretty hard, but that's. A lot of those guys that went over there are mostly bass fishing, but there are tons of crappie fishermen over there. It is just so much bigger and so much more resilient than Conroe is, you know, mainly because of the vegetation in the lake, the different, you know, the different places for them to spawn. You've got all those, that buck brush, you've got all kinds of stuff where they can get up in there and spawn, where Conroe never has that, you know, it's got
don't have a cover, you know, don't have
right,
grasses,
no cover.
Cover, none of that, like these other
so
lakes
that,
do.
That's exactly right,
so
and that's
true.
Why the population. It's why the population got hurt so bad up there, and you know, and if I and just like I've been trying to get Parks and Wildlife to do this for several years now, but they hadn't listened yet. So I'm just going to keep hammering on.
Good luck with that. Let me know when you figure that part out. All right, Richard, I got to run, buddy.
All right, Nick.
If somebody wants to call you, give them some info how they can get a hold of you, my friend.
All right, anyone can get in touch with me at 936-661-7920. You can find me on Facebook. Just check out the Fish Dudes Guide Service. You can email me at admin@fishdudetx.com or just check out the webpage, fishdudetx.com.
All right, buddy. I just got a real quick, I got a text from a listener said crappie are terrible on Livingston. That used to be an unbelievable crappie lake.
It did. It did.
Top three in Texas. All right.
Yeah, it'd be good.
Richard, tell everybody hello for me, and you have a good time out there today, buddy.
Yes, sir. We'll do it.
Okay, man. Bye. Later. All right, let's run down Matagorda Way and check in with Captain Charlie Paradosky. Charlie P., what's going on, bud?
Oh, I'm still in hibernation.
Are you? Me too.
Yes, sir. I'm still in hibernation.
I got turtleneck. I'm ready to poke out here as soon as next week.
Yeah, buddy.
Now we're going to be stuck in the house with rain all weekend. Crazy, man.
Yeah, well, it is winter, but...
Yeah,
that was another good one, I'll tell you that. You know, I'm sure some fish got trapped way back in shallow water when that tide really blew out. But, you know, we had that warm-up, but that whole time, what I can remember, because I was fishing most of it, is the tides were real low, you know?
Yeah.
So maybe a lot of them didn't get back in those back legs.
Maybe they didn't.
Yeah. And, you know, in years past, all we'd be hearing about is turtles out there and them rescuing them. I hadn't heard of that at all this year.
I hadn't heard of any turtle stuff. They've been quiet about it if they've been doing it. Usually it's all over social media.
Right. So I don't know what the deal is with that, but I know there's plenty of turtles out there, you know, when... The past couple of years, we're wade fishing. Them little heads are popping up everywhere out there.
Remember when all the shrimpers put turtle excluder devices on their nets, and they were losing a third of their catch because of it? And I knew shrimpers been shrimping up my way all their lives. They said, we ain't ever caught a turtle in a net up here.
Yeah.
And if we did, we threw it back in the water. It lived, you know?
Yeah. Yep, that's true. That's true. They didn't like that at all, did they?
No, that's why there's not many of them left.
That's unbelievable. You know,
if I had to guess, just off the top of my head, I'd say there's probably not 35 or 40 full-time shrimpers left in this entire Galveston Bay complex, if that.
I don't doubt that.
Never see them.
And we used to see, 50 to 100 in Trinity Bay alone? And
300 sometimes. On opening day.
Oh, God.
I mean, the entire bay was covered with them. East Bay, too. 200 or 300 over there, the ship channel. Look at all of them dragging the channel and the flats off the channel and the spoils. And whole different ball game now. We can't
blame same
them
thing
anymore. Everybody wanted to point the finger at them. Said they're decimating our resource. You know, they're wiping out all of our... You know, small fry fish and killing all our trout and reds and all that. And, you know,
I think they were pushing all those trout.
It ain't made a bit of difference.
Right. I think they were pushing all those trout to the shorelines. That's why our wade fish was so great back in those days.
I promise you. And and all the sharks and the porpoises, you know, the dolphins stayed with the shrimp boats, you know, eating coal all day.
And, right.
Now they're coming to us.
Yeah, sure are.
Well, they're having to feed on trout and mullet and everything else. And that's the biggest thing in this bay system that I've noticed is the declination of mullet populations. We don't have a 10% of what we used to have 20 years ago.
Yeah, I don't see it. I don't see the mullet hardly at all anymore.
Walk on them for miles and miles. I remember that big migration every year, you know, especially if you fish the east shoreline of Trinity a lot in the summer. You know, we'd have a fresh spring and everything would be stacked down south, but you'd see those mullet out deep jumping and heading north. And that's when you said to yourself, well, I better get up by the river mouth, start checking this out. And that's where all those big herds of redfish and trout would be, following that mullet migration up in the pockets.
No doubt.
Don't have that anymore, brother.
Nope. I don't see it at all. You know, now we're just looking for a few mullet flickering.
Yeah.
One coming up every now and then, but not those big piles like we used to have. Not at all.
I'm telling you.
And I don't see any slicking over here, hardly at all. There's no big school of fish or a little school.
Fish. I mean, to have slicks, you got to have a lot of fish, and you just you'll see them at times. That's when you find, you know, pretty good pot of fish, because, you know, not every fish in that school is slick, but if you got a fairly big school to get 8 or 10 slicks out of, then you know you're on them. Back when we used to get on them, there'd be 50, 80, 100 slicks coming out of one school.
I know. Times have changed.
Yeah, they have. They really have.
Just
I got stirred up early this morning in the first segment about a rollover pass.
Man, I think of all the fish I used to catch at those islands across that rollover pass, man.
Anywhere back there.
And it was muddy, too.
Yeah, soft, muddy bottom with, you know, little pig ears sticking up, little toe heads here and there, and just prime big speckled trout habitat.
I know we won one of the Trout Masters tournaments. Don Wood was with me. He won it. I put him in the best spot. I came in second, and we had an amateur with us that came in second. And
it was almost a clean sweep.
Yeah. The second day, everybody in the tournament was just trying to figure out where we were.
Yep.
I think we had some strong southwest winds, and it was the right place to be.
Yes, sir. Well, you'll never see that again.
No. I don't want to see it again. I want those memories right there where they were. That's good enough for me.
All right, Charlie P. Well, I got to run, man. I got a quick break this morning. So if somebody wants to call you about coming over to Matagorda and fishing with you when we get some decent weather coming, how do they do it?
Cell phone, 713-725-2401.
All right, old school. Appreciate you, man.
Take care, Mickey.
All right, Charlie. Later. You know, folks, AnglerU is committed to steadily expanding its library of videos to cover every topic under the sun when it comes to fishing. Weekly fishing reports from up and down the coast by the best guides and tournament anglers. They have decades of experience, and they're steadily expanding its library of videos to cover all topics and their archives, so you can see patterns over time. And their educational videos with instructional topics covering all aspects of saltwater fishing for speckled trout, redfish, flounder, tarpon. Whether you're boat fishing, wade fishing, or kayaking, go to AnglerU.com. You can become a member today, and you can receive great discounts from partner retailers like Fishing Tackle Unlimited, Anglers Anonymous, and Waterloo Rods. This will save you a ton of money. Go to AnglerU.com. That's AnglerU.com, and improve your fishing skills. It's a game changer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Get it? With the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.